Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Docs at 8:30, right, Nick? Nick, I'm assuming you got push.
Sure.
Chloe.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to put Chloe on the show unless you keep saying. Dr. Mina at 8:30. That's a half hour from now, depending where you're listening, anywhere.
Is Chloe 100% yet? She had the ACL.
Oh, yeah. She's walking on all four legs.
Yeah. You got a set of stairs up to the bed now, so you don't have to jump off?
Nah, you got to pick her up still. She's lazy.
I finally met Chloe's surgeon, who happens to be my neighbor.
Oh, that's cool.
Just up the block because one of the puppies rolled his ankle or something last night.
Chloe's surgeon probably bought a nice used car from me.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought him a car, I should say. Yeah.
Maybe a jet ski?
About that. Yeah. I think I bought him a nice jet ski.
But he was limping, so... The doc came out, came down, checked out the puppy, taped up his ankle.
Taped it up. Shaved it first, hopefully, because pulling off tape off a hairy ankle is tough.
Tape it up, send him back into the game. Yeah. You're fine, kid.
But Dr. Mina, a little later on, we haven't talked to Doc in a while. We were off for a couple weeks, obviously, and then the week before that, we haven't had her on the air yet. So get your vaccine. Right.
Did the milk crate challenge go away
while we went away? I haven't seen much.
TikTok haven't seen much of it online.
Did they? Did they really?
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite one, which was really stupid, it was Juju, my buddy Juju. Juju Smith from the Steelers.
Schuster,
I'm sorry. Who's Juju Smith?
Schuster.
Juju Smith?
That's it. It is Smith Schuster.
He's Smith.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Dash Schuster.
He did the crate challenge like a week before opening season.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He did it, and he did
That's
it.
So tough.
He did it. But, Tomlin was probably not happy with that.
Yeah, GM.
You got to think he got a call trainers. From coach at some point going, hey, dumbass.
I know you're still
knees,
only 21,
ankles.
You know.
Yeah.
I know. It's
you're
crazy.
A receiver?
It was crazy.
But he pulled it off, didn't he?
Yeah, he did the whole thing.
Right, because
he's a great athlete, right?
He has balance.
Mahomes isn't allowed to play basketball.
I know. A lot of guys aren't allowed to play basketball.
They're not supposed to ride motorcycles real fast and crash them either.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure that's in Ben's
contract now.
For the past 14 years.
Right. Don't a lot of guys have no skiing clauses?
Yeah. A lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when that video a couple summers ago came out of Mahomes playing ball at the YMCA.
Right.
They said the Chiefs called his agent and said, remind your client that he can't do that.
Yeah, null and void.
We own his knees now.
Right. You talk about that milk crate thing. There's an old clip from Norm MacDonald's sports show that's going around from when, the Dougie, that dance was everywhere.
Yeah.
So they show, here's a bunch of sports figures doing the Dougie. Oh, here's Kate Upton in the stands. And then they're like, all right, now we're going to play a challenge. It's who got hit by the ice cream truck? And they show a basketball player doing the Dougie, then a dude doing it in the street, and then, four more athletes doing it. Just play all these clips at the same time.
Right, okay.
But there's only one dude in the street. So you know who's going to get hit by the ice cream truck,
right.
And he did.
He did? I got to watch that. What's up, Mr. Evans?
Schools in Pennsylvania and across the country are reporting a rise in vandalism, possibly linked to a new TikTok challenge.
That is not just there. It's happening in our city, too.
This happened in my daughter's school.
Across the country.
Yeah. It's happened in my kid's school. It's happened everywhere.
The bathroom challenge and the devious lick challenge.
Yeah, devious lick. That's what they were talking about.
These two challenges and others have students competing to damage or steal the most school property in one day, and students participating in it will face criminal charges and suspension.
Yeah, there was a school in this town that had a sink stolen from the bathroom.
Man.
That's some ballsy kids right there.
Yeah, it is. A fire alarm got pulled at my kid's school.
Really?
Yeah.
That's old school, at least.
Yeah,
well, I think it was part of this, though. They were trying to, like,
take it off.
Yank it off the wall or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard about that from my son, because he knows some guys that got
busted.
Are
they checking lockers?
And I said, listen, I understand kids do stupid stuff. I was a kid. But I said, that is theft.
Yeah, no matter.
And, you know, I did all kinds of crazy stuff in high school. But one thing I didn't do was steal. I said, I know it's a challenge, but it's called stealing. I said, do not do that.
Same as not ringing something up at the self-checkout. That's called theft.
Yeah. That's called a discount, according to Nick.
It's called theft.
And he's an adult. He can do that.
Working there.
So they're checking lockers for plumbing tools?
They're just taking stuff. It's not just that. I don't know. I just heard about this week from my son, and now I know it's national.
I would have been really disappointed in high school if somebody's like, you want to do the devious lick?
Right.
I'm like, ooh, probably.
And what is it? That's what I'm thinking. That sounds to me like you're licking something.
Yeah. Grab this printer. I'm like, oh, that's not what I thought it was.
No. Lick this. Yeah, it's called theft.
From this school, and a lot of these schools, I don't think they have a ton of extra money.
No, they don't.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
At Rolling Stone magazine, they've come up with their latest list of the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Oh, God, it's going to suck so bad.
The last time they did this list was in 2004.
That's what I mean about these lists. They obviously have to add a bunch of new stuff to get anybody to read the damn article.
No, they do reshuffle old songs, too.
They always do that.
Yeah,
too. Yeah.
So they did it, and
which makes no sense to me either, because the fact is, if it's a greatest song then, it was better than, and you think it was better than the other one, it hasn't changed. The songs are the same.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
It's the historical lens that changes a bit.
So.
But they feel the need to be
put in
too contemporary.
Article, no matter what year it is, it's always too contemporary. That's my problem with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Even though it's a 25-year wait, it's always way too contemporary compared to bands that would have been in it if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would have been around since 1970. You know what I mean? All those bands we talk about that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would have been in there if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame started in 1970.
Right.
It started in the mid-80s, so all of a sudden they said, well, we forgot about those bands. So this list is just going to piss us off, right, Craig? You're not reading 500, I get it, but
I bet God of Thunder isn't on there anywhere.
And it should be.
So they got together more than 250 artists, musicians, and producers.
There you go.
As well as figures from the music industry and leading critics and journalists.
Oh, people who are too cool for the room.
Right.
Got to pick the cool bands.
Right.
Nobody else knows.
Yeah. Not even bands, just like lip sync artists.
I haven't heard any of this list, and I already hate it.
I hate it, too. I hate it, too.
Oh, it's debatable in many, many ways.
So each of these people sent in a ranked list of their top 50 songs, and then they tabulated the results. Nearly 4,000 songs got votes for the top 500.
I don't even know how I would write down my top 50 songs.
No, like, I don't
know how I would do that.
Yeah, but you're
that would drive me nuts.
But you're not a leading critic or journalist.
I know not. I know what I like, and they know what they like. That's it. That's
but they all. Write it down a lot.
They do.
They write it down a lot.
I can't even come up with five cookies.
I still think you're dragging your feet on that.
Yeah, but you could come up with 50 cookies. You might not be able to come up with five, but you could come up with 50.
I was in a
trouble. Did you have to rank them in this instance, or did you just submit the song?
No, it said 50 ranked.
Yeah, they sent in a ranked list. So their top 50.
Okay, years ago, there was a newspaper in my hometown. Not my hometown, the home area, I should say. And they went around, they called radio stations, two or three rock stations in the area, because there was more than one rock station back then. And they got a DJ to list their top 20 songs of all time. And so my boss gave it to another guy I knew, our afternoon guy. And he handed it into the boss. And this dude was into show tunes, all kinds of crap. And my boss said, no, you can't represent the station with that list. And he goes, you're not putting this in there. Because with every rock song, he'd put some show tune in there.
Oh.
And because it was like his favorite songs. Right. And so our boss said, no, Mike, you give me your list. So I wrote down my top 20, and I remember having that newspaper article somewhere. My photo's in it with my top 20 rock songs, and they're just all over the board because I just had to think, well, what are my top favorite songs? And they were my top favorite songs at that time is what they were.
Yeah.
But they were all rock songs.
What did you put for number one?
I don't even remember, and I got to grab the list, but it was whatever I was into at the time.
Nothing from a chorus line?
No. That would have been, what's the word I'm looking for?
Gay?
There you go. Thank you.
He can say that.
He can say that. That's why I let him say
that. Because his dad's gay.
His dad's gay. He can say that.
And loves show tunes.
Right.
They say that the 2004 version of the 500 Greatest Songs list was dominated by early rock and soul.
And now that goes away now.
The new edition contains more hip-hop, modern country.
Oh, God.
Indie rock, Latin pop, reggae, and R&B. More than half of the songs were not present on the old list, including a third of the top 100.
See, right there.
Yeah, they feel the need to refresh
way
them.
Too contemporary.
Yeah.
So you're telling me the best songs have been released since 2004. A lot of great songs have come out since 2004, but not the best. You're going to give us a top 10?
Well, we're going to start at 31
and
skip some in there.
Right. They should treat this like sports. You know, the things behave differently in different eras.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Are you going to give us some where we actually feel a little better about ourselves and it's some that hate both in this list?
Yeah.
Good.
Both can be true.
I know.
You can feel better about yourself and you can hate yourself.
Right. No, I'm not going to hate the list.
Ah. Again, both can be true.
Yeah.
At number 31 on the list, and I just put this one out there for reference purposes.
And I'll tell you what, I'll post this link
up
on our socials if you want to check it out.
Is it going to be in the magazine or is it only going to be online?
No, I think it's in this newest episode or issue.
That's the one I got. Who's on the cover?
Dave Grohl.
Okay, yeah.
And can I have that when you're done?
No, I didn't get it yet. I didn't get it yet.
Can I have that when you're done?
Yeah, my
subscription ended right before they put Dave Grohl on the cover, and I want to read it.
The last one was Little Stevie. Van Zandt was on the last cover. I got that one.
Well, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine ran out.
But Grohl's on the new one, and I haven't gotten the mail yet. So
okay.
Maybe mine died, too. I don't know. I didn't do mine either.
Todd, you get it.
There's a newsstand.
No, I don't get it anymore.
You can go to the newsstand.
I know, but I was going to try to mooch off of you guys.
I'll get it. I'll give it to you if I get it.
After 17 covers of Megan the Stallion
right.
in a row.
Well, I stopped paying mine, too. It might have stopped now.
So at number 31 on the list of the top 500, according to Rolling Stone.
Megan the Stallion.
Yeah, is it Forever in Blue Jeans?
No, it's Satisfaction.
All right.
Rolling Stone's
number 31.
Satisfaction, number 31. Throw that out as a point of reference.
Well, it should be higher.
Just throw it out. Throwing that out there as a point of reference. And I think that we can play some of these songs if we need to. I think I've got the links here to do that.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. So the Stones, Satisfaction at number 31. A song that's better than that at number 30 is the Lord song, Royals.
Oh, God, that song sucks so bad.
Oh, see, I don't.
I hated that song.
I think it's a good pop song, but it's not better than Satisfaction.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be in the top 200.
No.
That's because it's a recent song. Well, 5-6 years, I guess.
Love Gun's got to be coming up here.
Thank you.
And because it was inspired. Nick likes it because it was inspired by a picture of George Brett.
Which is even weirder.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's a weird, I don't like that
she
song.
She was just thumbing through some magazine, I guess, and saw
more
George Brett in the Royals jersey and said, oh, that's a song.
I know.
That's nuts. He had to be more surprised by that than anybody.
Right. He probably called her. How you doing? She goes, you creep me out, old man.
Good job at baseball.
Yeah, because she's Australian. She, I don't know.
New Zealand.
Whatever.
New Zealand.
Same difference.
And again, just for reference purposes, I find this odd. And while we like this song, I didn't realize it'd be number 28. Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah, I like the song, but that's way high.
Right.
Way high.
Yeah. Springsteen's Born to Run at 27.
All right. You can't argue with that.
Right.
Should be higher.
Yeah, should be higher.
Yeah. A Joni Mitchell song I'm not familiar with at 28 or at 26.
What's it called?
A Case of You.
Well, that's not even one of her major hits.
But right.
No.
And she had a ton of major hits.
See, this is where they're trying to be too cool.
Thank you.
Okay, but keep in mind, this is more than 250
people. Yeah, but that doesn't make them right. That doesn't make them right. It makes them critics.
And they all have the same critic mindset.
Right.
Yeah, but to be that high on the list, a lot of those people had to put it on.
Yeah, they did. Let's see. Kanye's at 25.
Kanye shouldn't be anywhere in the top 500.
A Day in the Life. The Beatles at 24.
What Kanye song was up there?
That would be Runaway, featuring Pusha T. Beatles, Day in the Life. Heroes, the David Bowie song at 23.
Great song.
Even the Ronettes, Be My Baby. We love that song.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably not 22.
No, you're probably not.
No.
Billie Holiday, okay, this is one that makes it in because of the times. Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit makes it in at number 21 of the greatest songs of all time. Let's see.
Don't care about it, really.
Imagine.
Yeah, Imagine.
At number 19.
The Billie Holiday one got some life breathed into it because of the movie.
Yeah, and but it's a great song. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
But at the same time, it is brought to the fore because of the
recent thing. The
right.
It has culturally significant lyrics.
Right. Yeah. Purple Rain at 18. Bohemian Rhapsody at 17. Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love at 16.
That's horrible.
Of the greatest
Purple
songs
Rain?
Ever.
That's horrible.
Yes.
And Imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that's
like,
horrible.
That might be the greatest song ever written.
Yeah. All these songs are better than Imagine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you're right, Bush. It might be.
I wouldn't argue that.
The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
All right. Started everything.
At 15. Okay, here's another song I've never heard. The Kinks' Waterloo Sunset.
I know it, but it's really, that's a tie. That's a deep track.
That's a deep cut.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good song, but it's a deep track.
Okay, but it shows up at 14.
Nah, I don't get it, but you know, at least
we don't know these songs.
It's still the Kinks, and the Kinks are better than Jay-Z.
You think the top 20 would at least be recognizable across the board?
Right, I'm with you. I don't know the Jay-Z song. No idea. Don't care.
You might if you're...
No, I don't know it. Tell me I know this stuff.
No,
I don't listen to top 40 music.
The Stones, Gimme Shelter at 13.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder, Superstition at 12.
Excellent song.
Now, the Beach Boys.
Yep.
We can see them being in there, but God only knows.
That's a great song.
That is a great song.
It's a great one, but is it their greatest?
Oh, no. You can do better than that when it comes to the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Outkast, Hey Ya, at number 10.
Oh, God. That's new. Well, not new, but new
enough.
That's
03.
Yeah.
I mean, it's catchy.
And that song's not better than Rosa Parks.
13, are you kidding me? 13?
Again, a great pop song, but it's not better than Imagine.
No. Or any of the songs you've mentioned so far.
Or Gimme Shelter.
Right.
But I don't even think that that's the best Outkast song.
No.
Thank you, God.
I wish I could name a second one.
Fleetwood Mac Dreams.
All right.
And we know that one.
And that's also new, too.
Yeah.
I mean, new because of the...
Yeah, that was new in 77.
The guy riding the,
Well, that, too. Yeah. I'd give you that. There is a resurgence there.
Right.
That shows up at number 9. At number 8... Get Your Freak On, Missy Elliott from '01.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Missy Elliott would say that that's not a top 10 all-time song.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah, I know she is. I don't know the song.
You'd recognize it.
Get Your Freak On. It.
You'd recognize it.
Well, that's ridiculous.
She shouldn't be in the top
300. She shouldn't even be anywhere near that.
At number 7 on the list is Strawberry Fields Forever, the Beatles song.
All right.
Again, I wouldn't say that's the best Beatles song.
No. And that's the highest ranking Beatles song.
Is it really? It's 7?
Yeah. Strawberry Fields.
Marvin Gaye's What's Going On at 6.
That's a great song.
Love that.
Should be. That could be.
Can't argue.
Right. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit at 5.
Changed a lot of things.
At 4, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. At 3, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. That's old school. That's 64.
Great song.
I got one ready to go here, by the way, when you get to that.
At number 2, Fight the Power. Public Enemy. The second best song ever.
I know that from the movie, but no, it shouldn't be the
same. Those guys are pissed at each other.
Number 1. Fog at Fool for the City. Can't argue that. Thank you, Craig.
I cannot argue that.
I was expecting Blackout.
Well, you could,
that's all I had ready to go. Yeah, so Blackout is number 1A.
That would be so funny if that was the...
Yeah, there you go. I got the number 1 song, by the way.
Now the goose is on the table.
Come on. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer should be number 1.
It should be.
By far.
It should be at least be in the
by
top 30.
By far.
Yeah,
how about Please Come to Boston?
Please come to Denver, she said.
No. I think that was at 33.
How about number 1A?
Yes.
Doctor. I'm just playing stuff I have listed in here. Okay, here's number 1.
You better close your face and get out of my way if you don't want to go to this city.
Oh, hold it. I got number 1.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Man.
I'm glad these are all in
here.
It
is the top 500.
Yeah. Well, here's number 1. Yep.
Damn it. It does get a lot of airplay.
ZZ Top. This is number 1.
Tomorrow night, baby.
Are you going?
Yeah. Oh, it is nice. Tomorrow night. Is that tomorrow night? Stir?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go somewhere. Damn it.
So do I.
Yeah.
ZZ Top.
Yeah, I know you do. Good for you, man. Hold it. It was obvious what one is. This is actually number 1. I'm sorry.
I love.
There you go.
Little baby duck.
I like this list now.
Old pickup trucks. Slow moving trains. And rain.
And rain. Yeah, rain.
I love little country streams.
This song just goes over you.
Sleep without dreams. Sunday school in May.
Yeah, and hay.
And hay.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
And I love you too. In the wind.
The wind, yeah.
Pictures of my friend.
That's kind
of
creepy.
Birds of the world.
It's one friend.
And squirrel.
One.
No, I think it says friends.
Oh, okay.
I love coffee in a cup.
How else would it go, you dumbass?
Little fuzzy pups. Bourbon in a glass.
And your ass.
And grass.
Grass. There you go.
I like that, too.
And
this is weird here.
From a child. Tomatoes on the vine.
Tomatoes. Potatoes.
And onions.
You don't kiss random kids, by the way.
No.
No. Kisses
only ones you know.
Kisses from my own relatives.
Losers when they try.
Well, even that can get awkward really quick.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be.
No, Uncle Nick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're just my uncle. Don't kiss me.
And
I'm 26.
All right, Craig, what is number 1? Are we gonna agree with this or hate it?
This is another one of those things. We all know this song. We all love this song. We all like this song.
Iconic.
Right.
Definitely.
Iconic song. But you
from
would
iconic
never
band?
Guess.
Artist, yes.
You would never
singer.
Guess it to be number 1.
Is it by Mr. Mister?
No. And
get
iconic.
Out,
iconic that we all know and love.
The
but you'd
right
never
there.
Guess it would be number 1. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, iconic song, but...
Top 20, maybe, yeah.
Better than Imagine?
I'm going to hate that list. I'll stick with our own list. Yeah. Tom T. Hall, number 1.
the
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Grandma, number 2.
The link's up on our socials if you want to go check out the whole thing and get really mad.
Wolf for the City 3, calling Dr. Love 4. Please come home to Boston 5. What else did I play? Oh,
Fist City.
Proclaimers and Fist City. You can switch 5 or 6, 6 to 5, whatever
That's
you like.
That's a tough call.
That's a tough call. Dr. Meany, when we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.